are back. I am Maddie from the NAGB and in studio with Ice. The public is hereby officially invited to the Antonius Robertson Art, Ecology, and Sacred Spaces opening at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas on Thursday, February 2nd, 2023 at 6 p.m. sharp. The opening is open and free to the public, so everyone who will be in Nassau, please come through, check out the amazing retrospective show that Reagan is also a part of the curatorial team setting it up right now, and we are so excited to be hosting that here at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Ice team, when you guys heard that Antonius was having his retrospective show over there, how did that immediately make you feel?
I was very excited. Like, me working for Mr. Robertson's side, I am a huge fan. You know, like, before I even met him, before I came to Ice, I was a fan of his work. And it's going to be an amazing show. Like, we've had the opportunity to kind of see him working on a lot of the work that he's going to put on the show. Marnisha has actually probably helped with a lot of the work because she is Mr. Robert's assistant.
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, you were sitting on that this whole time.
Right?
Congratulations. You got better flags.
Yes.
You got better flags.
Yeah, so we'll see all the work kind of happening in real time, and even being a part of like the curatorial team and seeing it happen slowly is like a beautiful experience, and I'm very, very excited for the opening.
How did you feel, Reagan, getting the call to join the curatorial team and then getting the ginormous task of being the initial photographer of all the pieces? Were you at all overwhelmed?
I think that with the photography, I actually really love photographing Mr. Robert's work. Like, I said, I'm a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
And the pieces all have their own character, like their own flow, like they're beautiful, and it's like a pleasure to photograph them. So when he found out that I did photography like professionally, mm-hmm. he started to hire me to photograph his work.
Nice.
It's just a very cool extension to be a part of it. In terms of like the catalog for the show. So I was very, very happy to do that. Very happy to be a part of the curatorial team. I feel like I'm learning a lot. You know? It was a lot of fun.
Good.
The experience.
We at the NAGB are happy to have you on a part of the family officially.
Aww.
And we hope that you definitely don't ever walk away.
But
wrap up this current chapter with a lot of nuggets of wisdom, and just know that you have a support system forever, and it is what it is. Aww. And I feel like that's the biggest flex, because at the end of the day, what does I stand for? Community. There you go. So Marnisha, who's been holding off that you are Antonius Robertson's assistant?
Yes, I am.
So how have you been feeling being like elbow to elbow, like in the like literally in the mix? How has that been?
Like Reagan, I am also excited because I've been his assistant for quite some time. I think 2020, beginning of 2020, and I've like assisted him with a lot of his work. So it would be awesome to, you know, see all of that in place and everyone interacting and viewing the work. So very excited.
I cannot wait. So we know John Canoe is our biggest and brightest outside of any of the NEs. The showcase of visual art here in the Bahamas. I think John Canoe touches every single island and every single community. Tell me some of the pieces that stood out to you guys from what you've seen, if you had a moment, because I know during the holidays, you guys have been super, super busy, and it's a lot been going on, but from social media or even from like videos, what groups or what pieces have stood out to you guys? What themes would you think you would like to see, not only for Junkanoo groups, for Boxing Day or New Year's, but also towards the 50th celebration?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the...
I know that was a heavy and loaded question.
The top of my head is like the flamingo.
The bird?
Whatever bird. That, no, it was not a flamingo.
The flamingo.
Like, yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah.
It wasn't a flamingo. Floating around social media and everything.
Kevin, the bird is his name.
Kevin? Well,
uh-huh. It's not from
Boston. Kevin. Huh? Pardon?
The bird's name is Kevin.
I think that's what they named it, didn't they?
It's funny.
I have no idea.
He looks like a Kevin.
I believe they did. I believe they did. We'll do our fact checks.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna name it.
I definitely remember Kevin. Kevin was getting a lot of attention.
Yes.
But I think on the largest yes. All of the work is beautiful, like
yeah.
Super well done as always. I remember really liking like the Wakanda Forever theme.
Yes,
yes. Super, super well done. Like just yeah. off the top of my head, but like it looked beautiful from what I saw. I didn't get to make it, but
yeah.
I was really enjoying like seeing some of the playback photos on social media and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. How about you, Marknesha?
So, like she said, the Wakanda theme. The dancers, I think they were the warriors.
Yeah,
that was
great.
That was so different. That was very different, and I loved it. It was amazing.
It was given what it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like while I watched the results being given, I realized that you know, growing up, it was always like 1,194 points, right? And now they have like streamlined the judging system to the point where it's like, if you get like a 94, you good, right? because it's really like, because they changed the whole grading system, and then they also have done a very good job in training their judges. And, treating the judges, the marshals, and everybody involved, so they know like how to really examine it. And so it's almost like they have turned half of the Commonwealth into like art critics. Like y'all out here are really like judging crazy paper and cardboard, and then you get to like very like go deep into it. It reminds me of like art school where they're like, oh, make sure your edge is clean and make sure you have balance and symmetry. And what surprised me the most is on social media, while a lot of people watched a lot of the playbacks,
mm-hmm.
how like much art knowledge the typical Bohemian actually know. And I just had to be proud of my people, because my people don't care using words like, oh, it ain't balanced, too much negative space, don't you?
Negative space.
Listen, like, listen to y'all.
Really going on.
Yeah.
So shout out to the entire Bahamas, who always continue to support our culture. And definitely shout out to all our Junkanooers who put their heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into it. Shout out to my Valley boys. I love y'all. It's been 3 years. We've been waiting on y'all. And that's all I got to say on that. Like I said, congrats to one family. Any other words on Junkanoo, or we can move on? We can move on. So, during your time at ICE, or you know what? Not speaking specifically about you, what has been some of ICE's biggest accomplishments since inception in 2019?
There have been quite a few of them. I can probably start, and then Marnisha could fill in. Yeah, I think. But
no problem.
I think the gallery is a big one. I think we've also had we had our first live poetry event, which was beautiful, right? Like it was accompanied by like a jazz band,
It
like
was
curated.
so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Shout out to
See.
Tanisha.
Congrats.
And
What
you guys
an
can definitely come to the Mixed Media gift shop at the NAGB. Her book Blue is here for purchase. So definitely always support. I love you, Nathan.
Yeah, we had residencies this year. We had a professor from Anavali in
Yes.
Jamaica come over for a 2 month residency and a ceramics workshop. And at the end of it, we had a show with one of our own resident artists, Brett Fox. We had a partnership with Starbucks. We do coffee hours to build community, and they sponsored it. So they came in and did like a live coffee tasting with a bunch of the April. The Makerspace opened this year as well, which is
Nice.
sponsored by the U.S. Embassy and has a. I'm gonna let Mark Nation go into this a bit more because she's more knowledgeable about like our education sector.
Yeah, so
But.
let's hear about some of the programs and accomplishments, Marquisha.
Before that, more accomplishments that happened at ICE. We became official, just ICE.
Just
We
like.
had students from Canada come in and worked in the space. And
Nice.
not only did they come here, we went over to Canada and
Oh,
worked at OCAD University.
love that.
So,
Love, love, love that.
like y'all was just saying, the Makerspace, which is now where we have educational programs, that is where we will be having STEAM Saturdays. So STEAM Saturdays is an 8 Saturday program created for high school students in grade 9 through 12 and graduates who are interested in sharpening their artistic skills and gaining exposure. So 12 students from the Lyford Key Foundation Focus Group experienced our first STEAM Saturday program, which commenced in September of 2022 and concluded in November of 2022, and it focused on 3D printing. It was instructed by Christopher Hasty, who is our 3D printing tech artist in residence.
Nice.
And yes.
Also, our most recent thing I think would be the grant from Starbucks. We applied for a food grant and got it, and now we are fixing up the greenhouse that's on the edge of our property and, planting things,
So
making
I can
up
come with the
space.
tomatoes then, if which I'll say
But very soon, yeah.
again.
And also, we have beehives. That's very cool. We have some island
Yes.
community that's been doing like sustainability-based programs, teaching kids about like, I think they were teaching them like about beehives, and then they planted some, seeds and just like
Yeah, I like.
engaging with the green thumb.
I love that.
Yeah. Also our mobile food, it's a lot.
It's a
We can
lot.
do it
It's a
stuff.
lot. I love
Yeah.
it. I love it. I love it. So where can people find you, ICE?
Well, physically you can find us. Our location is on Google Maps, so you can literally look it up. Yeah, you can type it and find it. But it is on Old Trade Road in the BAIC Industrial Complex across from BTBI. And you drive right in, there's this big warehouse building, like a mural by to our right on the front. And yeah, you
Miss
can't really miss it, no.
it.
But if you want to find us online, our website is ICE Incubator for Collaborative Expression.com. And you can also find us on social media, ICE underscore Bahamas.
Nice.
Just keep up with things. And we also have a newsletter that you can sign out as well. If you go on the website, you can sign up.
There you go. I love that.
And we have a bit more on our educational program. So in this new year, we want to begin the art aspect of STEAM Saturdays, which focuses on visual arts, where students will learn about drawing, painting, and ceramics. So the participants are required to fill out a registration form and create an art portfolio of 3 works of art, and they can submit it by January 14th. So the registration form can be found in our Instagram bio, which is at STEAM Saturdays Bahamas. And they can submit the form and the portfolio to our email, which is themesaturdays@outlook.com.
Thank you. Are there any other upcoming educational programming?
Not necessarily just this one. And I think we may be having another one focusing on 3D printing.
No problem. And Jeff, give another plug to the upcoming show.
Oh, so Sacred Spaces opening on January 26th of 2023, featuring a myriad of young artists that have passed through the space that you're probably familiar with as well. It'll be a beautiful show curated by me, bringing him, you know, a resident ice curator or whatever.
Love it.
Yeah, and it should be great. It's just like a modern interpretation of what Sacred Space means to us.
Good. It's going to be great. So before we leave, what is your favorite artist word to flex?
My favorite artist word? Oh, there's a couple, right?
Let me hear it.
You know, we like to use, like, juxtapose, like, intersectionality, and like, all the, like, big syllables, heavy words, you know. Yeah, I think, like, there are a couple of good ones, right?
Yes, yeah, for sure, for sure.
For sure. What else do I like? Like, talking about, like, visual language and, like, yes, you know, visual culture and stuff like that. Just things that make you think about what you're doing in your practice and, yes, like, you know, how that's reflected in the wider community.
I love that.
But you know, you say other words all the time.
All the time. Is there anything else you guys would like to talk about before we wrap up tonight?
I would just say stay tuned and, you know, follow us on social media, see what we're doing. The community. You want to go ahead. But yeah,
Mark Nisha.
If you have any questions about ICE or STEAM Saturdays, you can send us a WhatsApp at 815-2936.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say that again, 815-2936.
Yeah, but basically the same thing, it's just like, it's a community space, so we want you to come in, we want you to engage in the space, we want you to come take a tour, see the studios, like, you know, we want you to come to the shows, of course, just, you know, support the artists that are showing. We plan to have events in all areas, right? So we're not just focused on fine art, we're focused on music, filmmaking, photography, poetry, and even, like, wider social events. Like, last year we had a Pride event, and we're planning to make that an annual thing. It's just, you know, a community art space, and we want people to come in and engage and, you know, enjoy it.
I love that. Any final words, Mark Nisha? Any final words, Mark Nisha?
Not necessarily, but I kind of hear what Reagan was saying. You know, pay us a visit, come and get those tours. And yeah, just come and enjoy the space like we do.
Nice. Thank you for that. We thank you both so very much for joining us, and I look forward to hosting you guys again. I look forward to coming over at ICE and seeing all the magnificent dynamic things that you guys have going on, and also being around a community and family. I love that. As we conclude another enjoyable episode of Blank Canvas, we want to encourage you all to visit the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, where we have free Wi-Fi. We also have Antonius Roberts' Art Ecologies and Sacred Spaces Retrospective opening on February 2nd, 2023. For more information on everything going on at the NAGB, and also for more information about Blank Canvas, please visit www.nagb.org.bs. I've been your host, Maddie, from the National Art Gallery, and you've been listening to Blank Canvas here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Good night.